So once we determine that the pest is present there, then we move into that area and we carry out our different management practices. And so it's really a four-pronged approach where we do surveillance, that is to determine the presence of the pest, where it has spread or where it is present. If we intercept the pest, then we move in, and our team is here today at Otley Hall, and we literally come in and handpick these snails, because they multiply rapidly where that is concerned. And having handpicked as much as possible, we then move and we bait the area. And following the baiting, we would come back to monitor to see the efficacy of the bait, whether the snails are dying. And so far we have found that the baiting or the bait has been very effective. We are using two baits currently, metaldehyde bait, and this tends to reduce the production of mucus in the giant African snail, and so desiccating the snail. And we are also using iron phosphate, which causes the snail to stop feed, and then eventually it will die after some days.